now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Robert, it's Prescott Chamber Day.
It sure is. Happy New Year,
Happy
Sherry.
Happy New Year. It seems like it's been a while since
we've
been on
the show. Here we go again.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, let's do it again for 2020.
Okay, I'm on board.
Well, we have some wonderful guests. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert and I are here, and we're hosting today's show. But we have some great guests from Arizona Surf, Bethany's Gate Ranch, Made to Order, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Prescott Center for the Arts begins the new year with our main stage production of Agatha Christie's The Unexpected Guest. Christie weaves a devious and devilish tale of suspense when a stranger unexpectedly arrives at the Welsh country house to discover a beautiful woman pointing a gun at a dead man. But the murder may not be as obvious as it seems. The Unexpected Guest plays from January 30th through February 9th. Tickets and information are available at pca-az.net.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit Brews. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and Robert, you're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. It's our first guest of the year.
Yeah.
Our first guest, Allison Stein, representing Arizona Serve. Welcome to the show,
Hi,
Allison.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you today.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Allison, like where you're from and how you got to Prescott and all that good stuff before we dive into the Arizona Serve stuff.
Well, I'm actually from the East Coast, Massachusetts.
That's where I'm from, too.
Hey,
oh, awesome.
All right.
I'm from Boston.
Yeah. Oh, Cape Cod.
Very cool.
Right here, yeah. Uh-huh. I moved out to Prescott Valley about almost 6 years ago now, and my parents had moved out first, and I just kind of wanted a different atmosphere and then just fell in love with the Southwest and been here. Been kind of all over Arizona doing different jobs and just recently ended up
It's easy to fall in love with the West,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I've been in the West for about 35 years.
Yeah.
And I love it, but I love home too.
Yeah, the only thing I miss is the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah,
the mountains do something for me.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I can relate to that. Absolutely. Well, good. So now you're here and you're working with the Arizona Serve.
Yeah, I'm the AmeriCorps state team leader, so I kind of mentor and coach all the members that are under our state grant, and they work with different nonprofits doing services around Yavapai County.
For our listeners out there, can you tell everyone what Arizona Serve is? Because I'm not sure everybody really understands what you provide and what goes on. So
yeah, we're an AmeriCorps program of Prescott College, and we partner different people from around the country with different nonprofits in the area, different community organizations, schools, and we place members in those organizations, and they do anything from volunteer management, volunteer recruitment, to implementing educational programs and environmental programs, and it's just a wide variety of different types of jobs for those members.
Wonderful. And so are there opportunities here in Prescott right now or the area?
Well, we're not recruiting members right now, but we have our MLK Day event coming up.
Okay.
So we're trying to recruit volunteers for that.
Great.
And if anyone's interested, on our website, arizonaserve.org, we have a button to go to the MLK Day, Day of Service, and that will link them to the sign-up page if they're interested in volunteering with our organization. And that way they can learn a bit more about AmeriCorps, get connected to different people, and just have a great time serving and volunteering on that Day of Service.
Do you have an office at the Prescott College campus?
Yeah, we have an office on campus. People can visit us if they'd like. It's 308 Grove Avenue.
Okay.
Welcome anyone.
So come down and volunteer for other events, too, that you would have coming up.
Yeah, we have different events throughout the year.
Very cool.
So tell us about the Martin Luther King. I'm having one of those days.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King event that you're planning.
So it's called MLK Day of Service, and the Corporation for National and Community Service started this about a decade ago and promoted it as a day on rather than a day off, because a lot of people think or take it as a vacation day, but we're promoting it as a day of national service, community service. And on that day, we have a total of 9 service projects happening throughout the Quad Cities from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., and before then, we have the March for Peace and Justice happening at 10 a.m. And if people are interested in that, that meets at the Prescott College Welcome Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we march around the square. And then we have the celebration and program for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And that will be happening at the Prescott Unified Methodist Church at 11 a.m. And then after the celebration and program, we have our service projects happening.
Okay. Wow, sounds like a lot of things happening.
That's a lot to get
So you could take the day off or get the day off for the holiday
and
volunteer your time and serve.
Yeah.
I think that's great. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. So just so I'm clear, anyone can be in the march.
Yep.
And so they would go to the college first.
Yeah, everyone meets at the Welcome Center.
At the college.
Yep.
And then they would walk from the college to the square.
Yeah, and march around the square, and then it ends up at the Prescott Unified Methodist Church.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure for our listeners out there, for those that would be interested in the march.
And I would imagine you'd have a website, too, that they can go to for the complete calendar for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, they can either go to our Facebook, which is just Arizona Serve on Facebook, and then our website is arizonaserve.org.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you have the march, and then... Then you have an event starting at 11 o'clock.
Celebration program.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, then you have 9 opportunities for service. And tell us about those.
Yeah, so different nonprofits have partnered with us. And they are GEM Environmental, the Highland Center for Natural History, Horses with Heart, Prescott Area Shelter Services, Prescott Habitat for Humanity, Prescott Unified School District, Sonoran Prevention Works, and Stepping Stones Agencies. So
wonderful.
We've partnered with a wide variety of different community organizations.
And then what kind of projects? So volunteers can call your office, they can be in the march, they can go to the celebration, and or they could participate in these other opportunities as well?
Yeah.
That day?
Yeah. All these projects happen from 1 to 4 p.m., so you kind of just have to pick what you're most interested in from those different service projects.
Mm-hmm.
They range from the Prescott Unified School District building garden beds, Horses with Heart helping prep for their riding season, GEM Environmental building bat houses, Stepping Stones Agencies helping with donation sorting, so just a lot of different
A variety of different things.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. I love that. And do you have to be a nonprofit? Like, it's probably too late now to submit a project.
Yeah, we've kind of solidified all the projects, but if anyone out there is interested for our next MLK Day, we also have AmeriCorps Week where we do something similar with these service projects. So they're welcome to contact us, and we can set those projects up.
And when is AmeriCorps Week?
It's in March. I don't have the exact dates now, but yeah.
We have a nonprofit, so I'm kind of gearing up.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah.
We're trying to think of what kind of projects we could bring.
Project.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
That's great. And do folks get, a lot of times college students or students are looking for community service. Do they get certificates of time served for these opportunities?
I don't believe. I mean, they can get certificates probably from their organizations with the proof that they served with us, which we can provide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we welcome any organization that needs those community service hours, schools.
So that's great. Is there anything else you want to tell us about AmeriServe?
If I could just thank our sponsors.
Oh, absolutely. Sponsors are what make it all go around.
It's Finley Auto Group, Foxworth Galbraith Lumber Company, True Value, Costco, Nick's Feed Your Face, which is a sub shop, and APS. And we thank those sponsors because they've really helped make these projects possible.
Wonderful. So they help assist with all the planning and all of that.
Yeah, they've provided in-kind donations and monetary donation, and it's just helped.
Wonderful.
Great deal. Yeah.
Great. So if you want to let our listeners know, give your contact information. So if we have any volunteers out there or anyone who wants to get involved, how would they get a hold of you?
Sure. My email is astein, that's A-S-T-E-I-N, at arizonaserve.org. Or my work phone is 520-222-7969. And again, our address for our office is 308 Grove Avenue. And our main website is arizonaserve.org.
Wonderful. And so, Allison, how long have you been working with this group?
With Arizona Serve, just a few months now, about 4 months. But before this, I did an AmeriCorps program in Massachusetts on Cape Cod, and that was a year-long program. So I've been familiar with AmeriCorps for a while now, and it's just a great place to work and serve.
Wonderful. And what is the most rewarding aspect of your work?
I think the most rewarding aspect would be working with a bunch of just a diverse group of community members and seeing their attitudes change as they work on these positive, impactful projects, and just seeing them realize their small actions and steps can have a profound impact on their community.
That's great. That's a great reward for sure. Well, we appreciate that you work with all the nonprofits, and I'm sure that this, even though it's one day, it's more than that.
Yes,
you have, like,
yes.
A whole bunch packed into one day.
Yeah.
I mean, just the march and the celebration alone is enough to keep you pretty busy.
Yeah.
But with the other projects going on, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we're glad to have you as part of the chamber, and we're also glad that you're serving the community, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yamapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Here's the Coyotes. Visit the Tampa Bay Lightning Thursday live at 5 AM 1130 and 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today is Prescott Chamber Day.
All day long.
Yeah.
All year long.
That's right. And Robert, we're here. We've got our next guest in the studio, and it's your turn to introduce her.
Thank you, Sherry. Be happy to. Our next guest on the show is Christy Rose, representing Bethany's Gate Ranch.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And
happy
I know,
to be here.
Yeah. Folks are probably going to be wondering, what the heck is Bethany's Gate Ranch? But now they're going to know
right.
all about
Absolutely.
You, or
yes.
they should.
Yes.
Well, anyway, tell us a little bit about yourself before we dive into the ranch.
Oh, okay. Well, gosh.
Like where you're from and things like that.
I'm from the dreaded California.
There you go. That's a nice spot. Yeah.
Actually, my husband is from Kentucky.
Okay.
He's
wow.
24 years in the Marine Corps.
Wonderful.
We met when he was stationed at Camp Pendleton.
Uh-huh.
And so when he retired in 2012, he said, I really can't live here anymore. And I said, I really can't live in Kentucky. And so Prescott was our compromise, and we love it.
Oh, wow. That is a great compromise.
How did you yes. come up with Prescott?
Our oldest son went to Embry-Riddle.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
There's usually
yeah.
always a little connection
always,
there somewhere.
There is always
yeah.
a connection.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's wonderful. So your husband served, and has your son served?
Both of my sons.
Okay.
My oldest is a Cobra pilot in the Marine Corps, currently mm-hmm. at Camp Pendleton, actually getting ready to go to Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
And my youngest just got accepted into the Navy SEAL program, and he goes to boot camp in March.
Okay. Well, I think this is a great tee up to what we're going to be talking about, too.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate your family service.
Oh, thank you.
And for you, you have to, you know, support these folks while they're out serving our country.
Yes. Much harder to be mother of military than married to military. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that much.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the ranch.
Well, Bethany's Gate was founded in 2006 in California. And when we moved to Prescott in 2012, I guess it was actually 2013 when we made the move. We bought our house in 2012. Initially ran the program both places, but then realized it was too hard to do that and moved the entire operations here to Prescott. And once we did that, we realized that the Quad Cities area has more veterans per capita than any other area in the state of Arizona and ranks pretty high actually in the nation.
Yes.
And knew that this was where we were supposed to be. And our mission is to rescue, rehabilitate, and restore the lives of military, first responders, their families, and horses in need.
I love that. That's why I was saying you're teeing it up by talking about your family.
Yes.
to give everyone that idea. So you have a ranch. You've got horses out there.
We do. We have 11 horses, okay. 9 full size and 2 miniature horses.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The majority of them are rescue that have come from places of abandonment, abuse, or neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And we pair them with the clients that come in and together the horse and human heal.
Mm-hmm. We love that. I just recently rescued a mini donkey and mini pony. So I can appreciate how therapeutic that is.
Yes.
And so tell us about how you got into this originally.
Gosh, so it started, I've been around horses my entire life. When I was 5 years old, my uncle was a rodeo cowboy, and he found out I liked horses. He bought me a pony. He said, this is how you turn, this is how you stop. Smacked her in the butt, and off I went. And that was the end of that.
And there's your training.
Yes.
You probably went down on your butt a few times.
I did.
Was it a Shetland pony?
She was a Shetland Welsh cross.
Okay, well, that's better.
Yeah.
Mine was a Shetland.
Okay, but she had the brain of a Shetland. Okay. She bucked me off, rubbed me off on trees, bit me, kicked me, but I loved her. I didn't care.
Yep. The best thing your parents could have ever done for you.
Right.
Or your... It was my uncle, but
my parents supported that. They're the ones that said, she loves horses, here, go do something with that.
Yeah. Give her a crazy little pony.
Right. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
So it started off with that.
It started off with that. And then in the early 90s, I met a little girl named Bethany. I volunteered at a horse camp that on the weekends had foster children come out that were in group homes. And she was 5, completely in to just like shut off.
Okay.
And after a couple times of coming out with the horses, the little girl and her came out. So I just thought, gosh, one day I'm going to have a ranch that is 24/7 for people who need these horses. And so 15 years later, I was finally in a place where I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so
amazing. I was wondering where the Bethany came. I was going to ask you that. Where does that come from?
That's where it came from. Yes.
That is neat.
And the gate is G-A-I-T, like a horse's gate. So for Bethany's gate, and she was the inspiration for that. And we just kind of morphed through that into the serving the military, because my husband saw Marines coming back and committing suicide, even though they were getting help. And, he came from a place of not only being a male, because not all military are male, they're female, but, they're told, suck it up, buttercup, get your gun and head back to the front line.
Yeah.
And so they're not real good with talking about their feelings. You know, we call it the F word out at the ranch because it's just not an easy thing to do. And he saw how the horses somehow just brought things out into the clients that came out, that they would, talk about what was going on, or even just have self-discovery and have this place where they could relax and have unconditional love and be with an animal that had gone through some trauma also, and that they just kind of had this keen understanding of what the other
horses seem like they're... Well, a lot of animals are anyway that you don't really recognize or you don't see it, but they're really connected to humans.
They really are. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, they know what you're feeling.
Yes.
Just by looking at them.
They do. Yeah. You can say something, when you're talking to another human, you can say something and kind of mask really what's going on inside. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with a horse.
Yeah. Horses are amazing. And I think it's a great way to, you know, you've got a horse that you're rescuing, plus you're helping someone in their, you know, through a hard time.
Right.
And what a great combination. Because it takes a lot of work, you know, to do that. So congratulations on
Thank you.
I know it must be wonderful to be living your dream. So how do you acquire, how can we help you? How can our listeners help you? What story can you share?
So the main way that listeners could help is we are always looking, for sponsors. Mm-hmm. We've funded almost primarily, almost entirely by private donations from individuals and corporations. And a lot of that does come through sponsorships of horses, sponsorships of events, sponsorships of specific groups or retreats that we have. We do have three programs. We have our equine facilitated psychotherapy program that does involve two licensed mental health professionals. And then we also have what we call a Wrangler program, which is kind of a horsemanship, more recreational type program. Mm-hmm. And then we have our retreat program where we do have military and first responders come in from all over the nation to spend 3 days with us. And so if someone feels, you know, their passion is really for, I really believe in the equine psychotherapy, I want to have my money go towards this, we put it right in that area. If they say, no, my passion is really towards the horses, mm-hmm. then we might take that money. And that, you know, we just had money come in that was earmarked specifically for one of our mini mule who needs surgery. And so those are ways that they can get involved, as well as volunteering. We're run almost entirely by volunteers. So there's.
Well, share with our listeners contact information, like websites they can go to
yes.
check you guys out.
So our website is bethanysgate.org, and that is a gate like a horse's gate, GAIT.
So yeah, I've learned something every day.
Yeah.
I learned that
right.
word today.
Yeah, yeah.
There
I
you always
go.
Wonder what the gate was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
After you told us what Bethany was, it's like, okay, now it's all clicking.
Now you're putting it all
right.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
So folks can actually donate on the website.
They can donate on the website. They can also give us a call at 499-9442.
Or come by the ranch?
Only by appointment.
Okay.
Only
and
by
that
appointment. Is for the confidentiality of our clients.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good. And you have something coming up, too.
We do.
Yes.
We've actually got two events coming up.
Tell us about it.
We have one coming up tomorrow, Seventh Day Slumber, who is one of the top Christian bands. They're a Christian rock band,
uh-huh.
is doing a benefit concert for us tomorrow along with Nathan Sheridan and GFM. This is part of their small town worship tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taking place at Restoration Church. You can get tickets online if you use the code SHINE, all in capital letters. Tickets are only $15. If they wait and come to the door tomorrow, it will be $30 for the tickets.
Wow. So that would be a good, for those that are interested. What's the time on that?
The doors open at 5:30.
Okay. So 5:30 tomorrow, concert to help benefit the ranch.
Yes, at Restoration mm-hmm. Church, which is right down in Montezuma.
Mm-hmm.
226. Yep. 226 North Montezuma.
Wonderful. Great.
And then we have on the 18th our annual Heroes Among Us Awards Dinner. And that is an event that honors military first responders who have served in uniform and now are continuing to serve the community through volunteering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we did go out to the public this is our fourth year.
I was going to say, you've done this one a few times.
Yes.
That's
this is
nice.
our fourth year. And we go out to the public, ask for nominations in six different categories. And then we have a nomination committee that's of their peers who chooses the honorees, and then we honor them with awards on that night, having an awesome dinner. Cowgirl Country Antiques down on Montezuma mm-hmm. is hosting us this year.
Oh, wonderful.
So it's going to be a real fun place to do it. We usually do it at the ranch, but weather's so iffy right now. We need to do an indoor location at this point in time. And Tim Fletcher, who is with Tribal Police and has a really awesome story to tell and is also a like a an awesome roper. The guy wins all the time. He just won a saddle like last weekend. he's gonna be our keynote speaker.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Even just, yeah, if you don't know anyone that's winning an award, mm-hmm. It's great to hear his story.
So do the winners know, or is it a surprise to them?
Okay. Yes, they do know. Yeah. They've all been notified.
Okay.
And
I always wonder about when you have those, because it's hard to know whether you tell them ahead of time or surprise them.
Right.
So, well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So those are some events coming up here real quick in January. And is that open to the public as well?
Yes, it is.
What information on that time frame and all
the
that?
The information on that, it does begin at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Saturday, January 18th mm-hmm. at Cowgirl Country Antiques. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $40 a person or $70 for a couple. Mm-hmm. We also, for that particular event, have opportunities for sponsorship by corporations ranging from $250 to $1,000 that includes tickets as well as promotion opportunities.
Wonderful. That's great. So that's pretty busy for January. Do you have some things just kind of out there that you want to talk about or anything coming up other than that?
We do our programming. Programming. Yeah. We have a marriage retreat coming up that will be held at Chapel Rock Retreat Center on Valentine's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And that is open to military and first responder. And that's active duty, reserve, and veteran couples that would like to be a part of that, and they can give us a call at 499-9442 or visit the website at bethanysgate.org, G-A-I-T, mm-hmm. To get more information about those as well.
That's wonderful. So you have 9 rescue horses?
Yeah, 9. Well, we have 11 total, so 9 full-size, 2 miniature.
Okay, yeah. Fun. And so who's your favorite horse on the ranch? I know it's like children. You can't.
It is. I do have my personal mare who's on the ranch, who I would have to say she's my favorite. But the Bethany's Gate horses, we do have a little black Arabian. She's our newest rescue, and there's just something really special about her. Uh-huh. And she and I just have bonded. She loves to have kisses on her muzzle and be hugged, and she's just really grateful to have been saved.
Yeah, it's that is also another part of the reward is saving an animal too.
Yes, because they know.
They do know. Yeah. They absolutely do know. So, well, we're so glad to have you on the show, and anything that we can do, we're grateful that you're a partner with the Chamber. And I suspect some of these events are on our website, our calendar of events.
They should be. I know of them, but I think we do have to get a few of them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we did.
I'll touch base with you on that, just so I have them.
We want to, anything we can do to help, we're here, and we appreciate what you're doing for our military and all of the first responders as well.
Well, thank you.
And the animals.
Thank you. And I very much appreciate the Chamber. It's just a great way to connect with other people in the community. And I love your events. I always enjoy them.
That's
so I
great.
Appreciate that you all
and
are
we love your
that.
Events
yes,
too.
It's a win-win okay, for great. Everyone. Yeah. So, well, thanks again for being on the show. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
We'll
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your new year the year of the cat.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A groundbreaking has been held in Mesa for the new Aquatot Swim School worldwide franchise headquarters. Mayor John Giles was there.
This is a proud moment for those of us who have watched this business grow over the last 28 years, getting a start in Mesa and now being really an international success story.
Aquatot's co-founder Paul Preston is a Mesa native.
I love our city. There's no place else I'd rather be doing business than the city of Mesa, so we're just excited to be here.
Aquatot's co-founder Ron Chiaro says Mesa is a perfect fit for the company's headquarters.
We love being in Mesa because Mesa is a really very community-centric focus. It's the heart of who we are, and it's the heart of who they are. It's a very good synergy making differences in people's lives.
Aquatots, founded in Mesa in 1991, is the world's largest swim school franchise, serving 100 communities in 15 countries. Sunny today, scattered rain and light snow tomorrow afternoon and late night, with highs in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt around a breezy 46 and 43 tomorrow and Friday, with a sunny weekend, chilling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear 27. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 31. The big chill arrives, cooling Thursday and Friday to highs of only 53 tomorrow, 49 Friday. Tomorrow's early evening and late night rain and light snow, with sunshine arriving Friday through Sunday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It's a new year, and with that comes great expectations. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Good nutrition cures a lot of ills and keeps healthy pets and barnyard buddies at their very best. We at Olson's do more than just sell food and supplies. We provide peace of mind. We're always there to answer your questions and are partners with you to enhance your animal experience. We also think that when you shop, you're not just here to get a bag of food. More and more of you want to add brick and mortar to your shopping experience because doing doing business in a place like Olson's expands your community connection. Here at Olson's, we think local, we speak local, and we care local. And you're not just doing business locally, you're doing business with locals. We do things like feed all the law enforcement canines in Yavapai and Coconino counties for free because we know that budgets are tight. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, where since 1979, good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day, and we're having a great day so far. Robert, we've had some wonderful guests.
We sure have. We always do, don't we?
We do. We have
the
best
guests. We have some great members.
We do. We have great members, great community. And you're here to introduce our final guest for today.
Thank you, Sherry. I'd be happy to. Our next guest is Lucy Leva, representing Made to Order, and a fairly recent chamber member, I think.
We've been members for a couple of years.
Well, that's kind of new for me.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show, Lucy.
Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know we talked a little bit about yourself a little bit before the show. The folks were going to notice your accent, which I think is wonderful. I love accents. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your family before we dive into Made to Order.
Absolutely. Well, we already talked a little bit about our accents, and I mentioned that, you know, my accent is kind of special on the radio.
Yes, it is. Always special.
To say the least. So I consider myself a young professional. I've been in this area in Prescott Valley since 2000, so I kind of also consider myself a native.
Yes.
And I love our community. I really, really do. My first language is Spanish. That's why my accent is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody needs an interpreter, you know, call me.
Yes.
We were talking about that, too.
Yep.
And so I started my little family and my business kind of at the same time, 15 years ago. My daughter, Helen, she'll be 15 in February. And so is my business. We're going to be 15 years in May. And, you know, I have my son. He's Abraham. His name is Abraham, and he's 12. So I'm dealing with employees and teenagers at the same time.
Yes. Wow. That's always fun.
It is always fun. So thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I know. A few months back, we had a really awesome meeting, and I really got to know you, and we talked a lot about your company. And we're so glad to have you on the show today, because I think your company is a little special. I mean, especially after, I mean, you've been in business for 15 years, and you know, I can tell just from our meetings and what I've seen from you, your involvement in the community, that you have some great things to share with our listeners today.
Yes, I sure do. And most people think that having, you know, a small business is they don't know how big it is or how small it is. So we do a lot of different cleanings. We specialize in a lot of different cleanings. A lot of what we do is new construction cleanups,
mm-hmm.
also vacation rentals. That's huge for us. We go to Sedona almost twice a week.
Wow.
For new construction cleanups, as well as residential and commercial. So we're busy all the time, mm-hmm. 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad and honored to say that we employ more than 60 people.
Wow.
So we are small.
Yeah, you're
that doesn't sound too small to me.
Too small.
Yes.
So it sounds like a big family.
It is a big family.
And it sounds like you really enjoy your work.
I love the people aspect of the work, because mm-hmm. we deal with people in both sides of the equation here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We deal with the public and we deal with employees. And I'm, you know, and that's been my mission. Mm-hmm. is to help people, you know, mm-hmm. and improve their lives, improve mm-hmm. the quality of lives. And I love cleaning. I think cleaning means a lot for people, for anybody. I mean, having your house clean is better than a massage. It's a great mm-hmm. feeling, and it takes so much stress and so many other things out of your day-to-day that it is worth it. You know, it is a great, great industry.
Well, and you've been doing this for 15 years, which is a testament to your management style and your, you know, how you are involved. And so tell us about that, how that feels to be at that part of the realm, 15 years.
It's been a challenge.
Yes.
Because,
sure.
Yes, because when you start a business, you don't know a lot of things, a lot of the business skills that are required in order to be successful. And the one of the things that I've done, and I'm so happy to share, is that I've been able to attract the right people to help me in the business, and I have a great team that know way more than I do, and they're really good at what they do, and together, you know, that's why we've been successful. It's
right.
Not me, you know, it's a whole team around me that makes things possible. And that's one of the most amazing things of this community, that when you do good things, you get recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And folks remember you too.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have a great estimator, a great marketing specialist, director, sales and marketing, human resources. And, you know, I have this great group of people that help me do this every day.
Mm-hmm. And you're creating jobs.
Yes.
And providing for families too.
Yes.
And that is a wonderful thing as well.
I feel that way every day.
Yes.
Because it is a big responsibility, but that at the same time is, you know, I feel that I've done something good.
So tell our listeners something about Made to Order, something special that, you know, maybe what they should be thinking about for 2020. You know, are you taking on new clients?
Always.
Always. Okay, good.
Always.
And, sounds like any type of job isn't too big or small for you. I mean, when you talk about cleaning up after new construction.
Well, like, what we're trying to tell our community is that we're here to help. And, if they need a one-time cleaning, just what we call the things that nobody likes to do, even when you have the time to
right,
do,
right.
Like blinds and ceiling fans and baseboards. Even if you're not ready to have a service come in on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis, call us because we can come out there, give you a free estimate, and just get that done
you know,
for you.
Mm-hmm.
We do windows. We do carpets. We do a lot of floors. VCT tiles. And so if there's any kind of cleaning project you have and is in the back of your mind thinking, should I call somebody? You know, just give us a call and ask if it's something that we can possibly help you do.
Okay.
And we're here. I mean, we're here. We're local. We're not going anywhere. We've been here for too long.
Yes.
And our big thing is a reputation. So we make sure that our customers are happy. And that, you know, we're a valuable source for our customers. So our new thing for 2020 is that, you know, we want to be that phone call that you make, like one phone call cleans it all kind of thing.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
Is that the tagline?
That's the tagline for 2020.
There you go.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
And so it sounds too, because you mentioned you do work in Sedona, that you work, you travel Quad City?
Yep.
So
we go all the way to Cordis Junction.
Okay.
And Polden.
Oh, yeah. That's beyond Quad City. Okay.
All the way in Williamson Valley, where your cell phone doesn't work anymore, all the way there. And Sedona. We love Sedona.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love to go to Sedona just to do inspections.
You sign up for those?
Yes.
That's great. So what else can you tell us about? What should we be thinking about? As, you know, a lot of times people, when they think of the beginning of a year, they're thinking of, you know, oh, I'm going to, quote, lose weight, get healthier, get financially strong. This is all part of that package. When you brought that up, it just kind of, you know, I know how I feel with my messy desk, which, do you clean desk?
There's a lot of things there that we have to be, because
right, right.
We're not allowed to touch any paper.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that was one of the things that would be. but when you're organized and clean in general, you feel like it feels clean. You feel relieved.
Well, I think for any New Year resolution or this should be getting your house clean should be part of it, mm-hmm. because in order for you to be healthier, you have to change a lot of things for your day-to-day life. And, you know, most people think that exercising 1 hour a day, you know, it's just 1 hour, but you have to arrange your whole life to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So we're here to support you with our part and make your life easier so you can do whatever you need to do.
That's wonderful. So if our listeners want to get in touch with you, how would they call you and get your contact information?
Well, we're local. We're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And our office is in Prescott Valley. And our phone number is 928-899-8518. Also, you know, we're on Facebook, our website, prescottmadetoorder.com. We try to be everywhere.
Absolutely.
So folks, don't wait for spring cleaning to get your cleaning done.
Yep.
You need to call Made to Order Lucy today.
Yeah, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners? We've got a little bit more time.
Well, we just got our Best of the Best award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. For commercial cleaning and residential cleaning for 2019 from Quad City Business News, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that got released last week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we got the Best of the Best for house cleaning in the Quad Cities from the Daily Courier for 2019. Mm-hmm. And Women in Business also for 2019. So we're kind of celebrating. We started the year really, really great, and we landed a contract today. And then, you know, that was I'm still kind of excited about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a lot of celebration going on our end here.
And then you'll be celebrating 15 years in business as well.
In May.
Yes. So what a great way to kick off the year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
2020 is looking amazing already.
Oh, that's so good. Well, we're so glad that you're in our chamber family. We appreciate you very much. If there's anything we can do to help you, please let us know. And we just appreciate that you're on our show today.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I admire your organization skills and everything that you've done with the chamber. That has been fantastic. I was very impressed with our meeting.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And I think since that meeting, we hit over 1,000 members. So it's been busy for us. It's been a lot of fun.
Isn't it amazing?
It is.
What we can do in our community?
If we're all working together.
Yes.
Well, Lucy, thank you for being on the show. We're so glad to have you. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space employees to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, now it's our turn.
Yay!
We get to talk about what's coming up. And, you know, we go through a really busy time. We were so busy during the holidays.
It was a very busy holiday.
It was.
With the courthouse lighting and the Christmas parade. But the courthouse lighting really isn't over yet,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. And in fact, we
tell our listeners about the.
Yeah, the lights will stay on until Sunday, January 19th. But on Thursday, January 16th, at the Jersey Lily, the Friends of the Jersey Lily is going to have. This is the first time. What mm-hmm. they did is they extended the raffle, and they want to have a lights out party.
So folks need to get down there and get your raffle tickets
exactly.
in.
Exactly. So their efforts, the Friends of the Jersey Lily, is all about supporting the courthouse lighting.
Yep. They're an awesome team for us. Yes, they are.
They do most of the fundraising for us. They are incredible. If you're listening, we thank you so much. But more importantly, there's still time to support the courthouse lighting. And the raffle, we have some great prizes. The bronze, which is by Brad Williams. He always does he gives us a donation for that. But Raskin's stepped up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have tires.
Yep.
So we have diamond necklace and tires. So it's pretty exciting.
So the date of the event, lights out event.
Lights out event is January 16th. Starting at 5 o'clock
at the Jersey Lily Saloon.
Lily
so come
Saloon.
On down, and you can buy your tickets right before the raffle.
Yep.
If you need to, and that supports the courthouse lighting downtown.
And we also have the chamber's annual meeting the same day, but that's a luncheon at the Prescott Resort. So we still are taking reservations until Friday. So
great.
If you want to get be a part of that, that's our annual meeting.
Yep, and we appreciate everyone's support.
Yep.
Well, one of my favorite events that's coming up is a beer tasting that's going to be at the Park Plaza Liquor and Deli, which is right down the street on Goodwin Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to kill this name. It's Laguntis, Laguntas. Maybe they'll call me and tell me how to say it. Brewing Company. So come on down. They have tastings and it's a lot of fun. That's at Park Plaza Liquor and Deli on Friday, January 10th.
Absolutely. And I also see on Friday and Saturday is the Toughest Monster Truck Tour. That's at the Finley Toyota Center.
Yep.
And the Granite Mountain Hot Shots.
The Learning and Tribute Center. Yep. Come on out to the Gateway Mall
Friday,
Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep. And we have everything else listed on our website. You can go to prescott.org to get all the most up-to-date calendar of events.
Yep. You can click on the community events and the chamber events.
Absolutely. And we really want to thank our listeners for listening to us and for also supporting all of our local businesses.
Yep.
It is so critical to shop locally, and we still are selling those gift certificates that are available 24/7, around the clock. You can support local brick and mortar. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.